إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, it's amazing how many lessons one can learn if you are focused on learning. And alhamdulillah, I try to keep myself focused on learning. And that's what I'm sharing with you. This ship, as I mentioned before, and another reminder, it's a massive ship. I had no clue how big a cruise ship is until I came on board this ship. 122,000 tons displacement, totally about 4,000 people on board, 2,850 passengers, 1,250 crew, and so on and so forth. Now, two or three of the decks are completely given over to shopping malls and all kinds of things. And toward the back, there are the on the 14th deck is the restaurant with ceiling to floor glass windows all around, so you have a magnificent view as you eat. But lower down, on the 12th floor, are the specialty restaurants. So, French cuisine, American, Mexican, and all kinds of things. Now, yesterday we were invited to one of the specialty restaurants. Now, as I was going there, I thought to myself that here is it's a strange experience to be on board a ship which on board a vessel which is traveling continuously. So all that while you're doing, eating, drinking, so on and so forth, sleeping, the ship is in continuous motion. It doesn't stop. It's continuously going. It's only this morning that we docked at Ketchikan, but yesterday the entire day and the entire night we were sailing. So I thought about that, and then of course we went off in the evening to the restaurant. And as we was having dinner and coming to a close to the dinner, I distinctly remember thinking to myself that when I go out now, I must call my driver to bring the car. And then suddenly I realized that I'm on the ship and there's no driver and no car. And that is when it hit me very powerfully once again. I mean, this has happened to me many times before. Once again, the meaning of the ayat, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, that the life of this dunya is just deception. Because here I am sitting on this ship, which is sailing on the sea, but because the ship is so massive, you can't feel the motion of the ship at all. There's no motion as such. It goes through the water. There's no rocking. There's no sensation to remind you that you are on a ship and that you are not on dry land. So here I am sitting in the restaurant, imagining that I am safely home. Whereas, actually, if you look at it, illa biznillahi ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety for all the people, wherever they might be. But the fact of the matter remains that I am sailing along the Pacific. I'm actually on the ocean. And no matter how big or massive the ship might be, it's nothing compared to what the ocean is. And if it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to sink a ship is not something that is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to do. So therefore, I am actually in a position which is a dangerous situation, but I am completely unaware of it, totally and completely unaware of it. I'm stupid, but am I the only one? My question is this, that is where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, and I want to remind myself and you that we as living people are actually in far greater danger than any of the circumstances that we might find ourselves in. And the biggest danger that we have, that we living people are in, is the danger of dying. And that is something that is absolutely certain. It's not a danger of dying as in, can I prevent it? And when I'm sailing on the ship, I can say, how can I prevent myself from sinking or meaning not myself personally, but, you know, the ship itself. And of course, there's an enormous amount of technology. It's one of the safest means of travel. All kind of safety measures and so on and so forth. So the chances of actually the ship sinking are absolutely infinitesimal. And it's almost impossible that it's not something that happens commonly. Unless someone is stupid enough to say that even God can't sink this, and then, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets a malak, an angel to drop an ice cube in the drink and the Titanic goes under. So, but other than that, it's a very safe mode of travel. The real danger is the danger of dying. And that is something that we are kind of susceptible to, if I might say so. And this doesn't have to, we don't have to be sailing on a ship to die. You can be sitting very safely, so-called, in your sofa, in front of the television or wherever that you spend your time on. And then you depart. And that is the greatest danger, to say that what is the state in which I will die? And what will happen to me when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, in this place in Alaska, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, I go to all kinds of wild places because that's my interest, wildlife and wilderness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu has given me the opportunity of going to many places all over the world. And every place I go to, I say, oh, mashallah, such beauty I have never seen before. And this is the same thing here. I mean, this is absolutely magnificent, unbelievably beautiful. In all kinds of ways, in terms of the majesty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of the beauty of the weather, in terms of how the scene changes. I mean, I'm speaking this now sitting on the balcony of the stateroom of the ship, and in front of me there's this mountain range which has this muffler of cloud around its neck, and absolutely phenomenal, beautiful stand of poplar and hemlock trees, thick forest at its feet. And then it's very rocky soil here, so it's kind of yellowish, kind of granite. So, and that comes down into the water, and we have the water in which, right in front of me is a small sailboat which is anchored, and other than that, of course, there's an eagle that is circling overhead. There's mist that seems to be descending from the mountain tops now down into the valley. And every minute this scene changes. I mean, just a little while ago, there was sun shining, and the water looked like it was sprinkled with diamonds. And then suddenly it changes, and now there is the mist is descending. So in this whole beauty and magnificence, the thing that I'm aware of all the time is the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who one day we will face and who one day we will meet. And what is the state that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in? I think that is the issue. And we say, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It is to continuously remind ourselves of this. Otherwise, it's very easy to get lost in all the kind of dunya we have, and, you know, shopping here and there and running around and whatnot. Even in the halal things, it's not a question of haram. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, you will not do haram, but even in the halal things, there is ghafla, there is forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for example, if you have just been on a shopping trip, ask yourself, how many times do you recall making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you were in the shops? And the chances are that you didn't even do it once. So, if you had died in that state, you would have died in a state of ghafla, in a shop, buying some junk you didn't need in the first place. Even though none of it is haram, but dying in a state of ghafla, buying junk, I mean, what kind of a death is that? So seriously, ask yourself this question, and I remind myself to ask myself, is how close am I to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much do I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in in that time. Now, on the other hand, I just spent 4 hours on a boat going up into misty fjords, and I recorded some reminders there. Now, alhamdulillah, bismillahi ta'ala, I think probably the entire 4 hours, alhamdulillah, all I was doing was dhikr, because everywhere I looked was, all I could do was to say, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, yadda khalqi, wadar waridha nafsi, wazina tarchi, wadada kalimati, continuously. And this happened all up, all the way up and all the way down, because that is what I'm seeing all the time. So it's very important also to be in the right kind of surroundings, where the surroundings also remind you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, specifically, that the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates the most is the marketplace. You know, today we call them malls, we call them whatever you want to call it, but that's the marketplace. And that is the most hated place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to make tawbah and to do special zikr and to ask Allah's protection when we are there. And remember, once again, I'm not talking about haram, I'm talking about even though it is permissible to go there, but today we have taken shopping from what it used to be, which is you go to buy something you need, into a form of entertainment, which we tell ourselves, oh, but after all, there is no harm in it. If there was no harm in it, then why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that it was the most hated place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So who are you fooling when you say there's no harm in it? So seriously, let us ask ourselves this question. Avoid places and things and people who take you away from Allah, who make you ghafil, who make you forgetful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek people and seek situations and seek places where you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a time will come when you will die. And when you die, if you die in a state of ghaflat, you have a certain ending. And if you die in a state of dhikr, you have another ending. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ghaflat and to always remind us about Him and to make the effort to do that as much as possible. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.